Cuban Adjustment Act has never been on the agenda of the 40-year-old UT Immigration Conference.
You like Hillary, we make history. Oh, I'm sorry, she hasn't been elected yet, sorry.
No, it's true. This is the first time, so all of you are very, 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 very lucky. We have never, I've been on the planning committee for the UT Immigration Conference for years, and we've never discussed this topic.
Wow, that's fantastic.
But here, a few days before its 50th, a few days before its 50th birthday, we are here to tell you about the Cuban Adjustment Act. And you know what? You know what, Jorge? It is very important now. For those of you out there who have never seen a Cuban client in your office, I've got something very, very, very interesting. Look at our paper. Look at our paper. There is a bar graph in there. And there's a bar graph that looks very much similar to the SIJS bar graph that you saw a few sessions ago.
My cousins are coming. That's what she's trying to tell you. My cousins, they are coming. And there are a lot of them.
Absolutamente. And I want you to know, at Catholic Charities in Dallas, we see a lot of people. We see a lot of people. 10,000 individuals a year, unduplicated individuals walk in our door. You know what our second largest group?
Who?
Mexico primero, of course. Okay, last year. El segundo grupo?
Who?
Cubanos.
No way.
Sí.
Sí. That many Cubanos?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Sí. Y yo les pregunto, I asked them, I said, why all of a sudden are you coming to Dallas? Why are you coming? We know you've all gone to Florida, Miami, Fort Myers, all those cities in Florida. But why now Texas? You know what they tell me, George?
There's too many damn Cubans in those places.
Exactly. Hay demasiado Cubanos en Florida.